voice came clear. Someone was mekabel Shabbos early. If you're allowed to tell someone that was not mekabel Shabbos yet to do a melocha for you. The same thing was a shaila. If a ben chutz la'aretz, if he's an Eretz Yisrael b'yom tov sheni, if he could tell a ben Eretz Yisrael to do a melocha for him. And the same shaila we have in Motzei Shabbos. Someone did not do Avdala yet. For shidden reasons. Or if his stam didn't do Avdala, so maybe he keeps Rabbi Natan. If he's allowed to tell someone that is not, that already made Avdala, or said Baruch HaMavdil, to do a melocha for him. So these are the three shailas Be'etzem that the poskim discuss. We know in Shabbos is the Isur Amiro Le'akum. Not only you're not allowed to do a melocha, you're not allowed to ask from someone that is not a yid, that is not mechuyev in the mitzvah, you're not allowed to ask him to do a melocha for you in Shabbos. And I hear the poskim clear, if you're allowed to ask, if you were mekabel Shabbos and he was not mekabel Shabbos, if you're allowed to ask him to do a melocha for you. And the same thing we said, the ben chutz la'aretz and Eretz Yisrael is keeping 2 days. Is allowed to ask someone that keeps 1 day to do a melocha for him. Or Ben Eretz Yisrael, maybe better. And the third shaila is Motzei Shabbos. Person did not do Avdolah, the other person did Avdolah. You can ask him to do a melocha for you, you cannot ask him to do a melocha. And we have to clear Be'etzem on 3 zachen. We'll see how much we'll manage. There's one shayla of Mimtzoy Chefzecho Midaber Dovo. You're not allowed to. Da'ainu. You're not allowed to in Shabbos tell your friend, someday go buy me a house. It's Midaber Dovo. Even that someday the friend is allowed to buy the house. So why you can't tell them Sunday go buy me a house? So the Mele, even Moshe, the Chuan, you write that your friend was not Mekabel Shabbos, it was not Mekabel Dovo. Motzei Shabbos, not Mekabel Dovo. Yom Tov Sheni, not Mekabel Dovo. That is another neither that we have to clear. You're not allowed to tell a goy Friday to do a melacha for you on Shabbos also. You know that? You can't tell the goy Shabbos do a melacha for me. It's called the Isur Amira Le'akum, is that the Akum can do a melacha for you. Even if you tell him before Shabbos to do a melacha for you, he cannot do a melacha for you. So L'chure, even without the Midaber Dovo, as a gzeira v'rabbonu v'amira le'akum. And here the shayla is amira le'Yisrael or is no Yisur amira le'Yisrael? And the 3 cases that we're discussing. Mekabel Shabbos early, if you could tell someone that was not Mekabel Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos, if the other person did Avdolah and you did not do Avdolah. And the 3rd shayla is, and the 3rd shayla is in Yom Tov Sheni. The Ben Chutz La'aretz is allowed to tell the Ben Eretz Yisrael. And the 3rd shayla, the person claims it's at Shlichas. By Akum, maybe it's Ein Shlichas Le'akum. Or by Yisrael, it's a Aloche. When it's not a Bar Chiyuve, the Gemara says, Yesh Shliach Edvar Aveda. We don't have to tell him, Areat or Shliach. רואים לו לשלוח או יצא והרגס הנפש שם היעוד יש לי אחד ועבר איזה שליח לא יודע, מחמח דבר שליח so if you don't want to put on the line for you בעצם איזה שליח these are the 3 nidoinim that we have to done and the 3 shayles אז הגמור אין שבס תפקוף נון ערב אומר רב יהודה מותר לאודם לא אמר לחבר 2 people are meeting in Shabbos. Now, Reuben came from the city on the right side. Shimon came from the left side. Everyone walked out close to Tchum Shabbos. They met in the middle. They say hello. Reuben tells Shimon, in your city, I have a field full with peiros. The Shemo just left. You mind to go back to be Shemo my peiros? Shimon tells Reuben, in your city, I have a field of peiros. The Shemo just left. Oimer Odom lechaveiroi, shmor li peiros shebetchumcho, v'ani yeshmor peiros shebetchumi. Now, I can't go there on Shabbos. It's chutz of my tchum. He can't come to my place. It's chutz of his tchum. I'm allowed to. Why? By him, it's not a melocha. By me to go there, it's a melocha. But for him, it's not a melocha. So you're allowed to. Zog de Rashbo. Mikan mashma. שישראל שקיבל עליו שבס מוקדם קודם חשיכו מותר לימר לישראל חברו אלא עסיס למלוכה הויל וינסס בהתר לאויס ועל בהם עצנן המלוכה אין שבס יולם it's not yet חוהר explain גוי אלמול doesn't have a way אבל here it says that you're allowed to tell the other yid to look after the payers, while by him it's inside his tchum. So for him it's not a melocha. So even if for you it's a melocha, you're allowed to tell. Zog de Rashbo, if you're mekabel Shabbos early, you could tell someone else. Zog de Ran, it's not a raya. Efshor al yedei burgen. You write that it's tchutz my tchum, but could be a way that I could get there in Shabbos. Mor calls it burgenim. There will be all different little houses, and they will make tzrifim in Shabbos as a way to get there. Zog de Bis Yosef, here also. The guy who's mekabel Shabbos can make a Toras Nedarim. It's a machlekes if it helps or not. Can make a Toras Nedarim. And if he makes a Toras Nedarim, he could mechal Shabbos. The Yosef says it's a bit different. I could have not been mechal Shabbos. Either way, zog de shechanoch aloche like the Rashba. So you're allowed to tell your friend if you mechal Shabbos early to do a melocha. They say maybe the Ram was never choylik. He just said there is no raya from the Gemara, but God is masking. He just said the Rashba said mikan muchach, nishkin mikan muchach. But lemaisa shochanoch and Ramo reisa machimel sif yudzayin paskin like the Rashba. The shochanoch paskin halacha you allowed to tell your friend to do a melacha if you mekab a Shabbos early reisa machimel. יש מי שאומר שאם קיבל אלוב שבס קוינים חשיכו מותר לא אומר לישראל חבר לאסס למלוכם רמו מיד ומי שמאחר לספר מוצי שבס ומפשיך סודוס ומותר לא אומר לחבר לישראל שכבר יספר ללאס מלוכם ומותר לאנס ולאוכם ומלאכת כן נראה לי the first and the last הלוכם we have a psa. This is in the Shulchan Aruch. And the two, the Ramo and the Darkei Moshe, says he has a kasha. And why are we building it? This is the Darkei of the Shir. We're trying to find out if a Ben Eretz Yisrael, Chutz La'aretz, is allowed to tell a Ben Eretz Yisrael to do a melocha and Yom Tov Shein. Yeah? What does it get to everyone? Aloha Lamaisa. So we have to find what is the Mekoyis we have in the Aloha and then from what we could learn out. So Lagabi Erev Shabbos and Motzi Shabbos, the while we have a heter. We have to see later if the Moshe is the heter, but the Ran is not choyli because Efshar li Yishoel, yeah? So we have to know what if someone keeps Rabbeinu Tam, it's not Efshar li Yishoel. But we'll get to it. Frag the Ramon, and Simon Tov Reish Chof Dalet is a aloche. I think today most people don't do it, but was Chassidim Vaan Shemaise, they kept 2 days Yom Kippur also. No reason to keep only 2 days Yom Tov. Bezman Bisamidoshi, they kept 2 days Yom Kippur also. I think some didn't do it today because I think it's very hard to fast today for different reasons. They were scared people will die. Zog de Bes Yosef. These people that keep 2 days, they can have people cooking for them on the second day for the suda in the end of the day. Because if they keep 2 days, so b'meile is a isu amira. These people cannot cook. So we see that it's also. Again, he's not going to get to Yom Tov Sheni. He's going back to Erev Shabbos. So why in Erev Shabbos, Frank the Ramon, and Shubas Ramon also, why in Erev Shabbos, if you mekabel Shabbos, we paskin like the Rashbo? That you're allowed to do meloch, you're allowed to tell someone else, even if you're at Shabbos, you're allowed to tell the other person to do for you a meloch. Masha'enken. And same thing in Motzi Shabbos. And Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to. Zog nadar kemoi she'efshar lechalek. Shaini osom, she'roi la'asoy soy beiz yomim. Masha'en ken betei sefes. What do you mean? So some say that he meant that the other guy also has to keep it. Bash is the other person. Loshen of the Taz is shekol masha'oi semach masfeike. So lechavur. The Ramon means to answer and listen good. It says like this. And Yom Kippur, I hope in my welt of my chumre, that is 2 days Yom Kippur. So I can't tell you to do a malach. I hold that by you it's also Yom Kippur. Even that you don't have to, you're allowed to be soymech and the shit is that they were not noyeg 2 days. They didn't take it in Yom Kippur because it was too hard. But leshitosi, you also have to have 2 days. Masha'enken in the early Shabbos, Leshitosi, you don't have to keep Shabbos now. And the Poskim clear, Sadoch Shabbos, if someone keeps Rabbeinu Tam, V'chol lefi that, we would not have the answer. If you keep Rabbeinu Tam, Leshitos Chol, even that he's allowed to not to keep Rabbeinu Tam, Leshitos Chol at Shabbos. So L'chure, the Ramos spoke about if someone was mekabel Shabbos earlier, someone takes Shabbos early late. So halacha is no isur amir. But if someone is choishesh to Rabbeinu Tam, it's lo gora from someone that keeps to Yom Kippur. And the same isur will be like there is that if someone did it for you, it's also asu. Yes, they're not allowed to cook for you. They put on the line for you, it would be asu. Or the same thing in Shabbos. You mark me not to open the bottle. You hint to someone else to open for you the bottle. Yeah? Not speaking about the favor. There's no lift favor. He's allowed to be safe. But it's Isur Amira, you can't tell. So he wants to say, maybe the pshat is that when a person, the mekabel themselves to be machmir Rabbeinu Tam, they were only mekabel Rabbeinu Tam legabe dat and not legabe dat. You have to know, these people that were mekabel to be machmir not even Yom Kippur. They were machmir even legabe dat. Can't say. So you have to know, the minig is that the people that keep Rabbeinu Tam are saying, maybe later I'll give you a little bit aids as how to do it, because I know most of the people that are here tonight are the people that keep Rabbeinu Tam, yeah? If not, they go to sleep, yeah? Now, he brings another raya. I'm not going in now to the second raya of the Darkei Moshe. The also we could find Nafkiminis. But he says that it's clear that even if I'll be machmir, even if one nemtzachon that the Ran is choleg and the Rashba, we have a Rashba. The Rashba says that it's mutter. But the Kashi from Yom Kippur, we answered. Even if we'll be machmir like the Ran, but it's only that be a isur amire. But if he did it for you, you're for sure allowed to use it. When it's Nagia, Rabbi Flum, I don't say. But he's going to eat by someone Shabbos. The whole Shabbos, they said 5 minutes before Shkia, I hope so. Yeah? You make up on Shabbos early, but your mother doesn't. So you don't tell her. You're Flum, you don't tell her. But she cooks the food. She put it on the fire. So if a guy will say, I want to be machmir to choshe shtederan and have to do amir, so Ramo, legabe that, lekulam, you're allowed to be makeup. The yid that did for you meloche, when you were mekabel Shabbos, you're allowed to use it. Same thing with the Shabbos. The guy put on the light, you're allowed to use it. You're allowed to use it. Then the Pnei Yeshua has another kasha. Why is no shlichas? And it's two tirutzi. Why is no shlichas? This mayor says, the famous Taz of Chasim Sefer, that there's no shlichas on Chil Shabbos because it's Leman Yenuach. The Aveir is the Menucha. If he works, but the Menucha you do. In a me, is a halacha that Shabbos are not be nischal. Yenem is not Michal Shabbos, it's Michal on Friday. This is the Ktsoa, a sugi that couldn't be learned for 5-10 days. We'll move right away to the shayla that we want to start to discuss today. Ben Chutz Loretz and Eretz Yisrael is allowed to tell Ben Eretz Yisrael on the second day of Yontif to do a melach. The Birkei Yosef and Simen Tov Tzadik Vov brings down from the Mahari Kash that you're allowed to. Now the Mahari Kash was matir even in America. Forget about it that we passed that Mr. Ben Eretz Yisrael is not allowed to do melach. But the Marikash was matir even in America. Sefer Zera Avrom is matir. Be'er Moshe is matir. Le'umas them, a lot of Sforim Maser. Sharit Shuba brings it down in Simen Tov Tzadik Vov. People ask you, allowed to or not allowed to? It's a Shulchan Aruch, it's not. Heintike read. I think they made it mutter a bit on that. The Ein Birkei Yosef b'shem Maharikash. שבין חוץ לארץ שעים בארץ ישראל מותר לבין ארץ ישראל שיעשה מלוכה ביום תבשני ומערי פרגו, מערי מלכו, דוח ודבור והסכימו לעשר ואין בגין הסבורות עם קלנדל עצים את הסבור אני אעשו את זה גירזור סמצאים תודה גירזור את שערי תשובה Tov Tzadik Vov Siv Dal brings down the Machlekes. Pesach Shulchan Asur, the Radbaz Asur, the Degel Meshorim Asur. What is the Sofek? What is the Lamdus? So, Rabbi Seinu, Baal Izmaneinu, came with all different Lamdusim to explain what was the Nekudas HaMachlekes. Shlomo Zalman, he came with the most easiest machlek, lomdus. He said like this. Yesh lachkoi, why? In the time of Beis HaMikdosh, if you would arrive here, you would keep one day. Why? We know when is the moilot. In Chutz La'aretz, we had a suffix. So why lechutz laos keep today 2 days? The Ma'ase says no more suffolk. And in Bezman HaMishneh, if you would come here Bezman HaMishneh, you would keep 1 day. Because there's no suffolk. So why today you keep 2 days? How it could be better? You kept 2 days in Chutz La'aretz because you didn't know. Today you know. If you know, keep only 1 day. Minag aviseinu beyodeinu. What is the pshat in minag aviseinu beyodeinu? Herzachayim, alom deshechakir for Rav Shmuel Azar. Rambo, Rav Shmuel Razovsky, when he would say shir in Ponovich, when he would say such a shir, he would stop for a minute. It's okay, so think now, what is the truth study? And then he would say it. He says, because if you say it right away, well, so he approaches that he's at a tutsdodim. You can make your tutsdodim. Try to make tutsdodim. Try to make tutsdodim in minhag of Hussein of Yodim. That's a hand up from Zalman. Grubbed in. He said like this. One tzad zog from Shulman Zalman. Minhag of Hussein says, Mashahoya Hushayya. You know, today they have all these books that bring you back in the time tunnel for 2,000 years back. Yeah. Pretend that you're in that time. What you would do in that time? I can have a suffering. I have a suffering. So you have to pretend that you're in 2,000 years back in the tunnel time. Now, if you would be 2,000 years back, what you would do? You'd be allowed to tell someone else to do a melacha or not? Yes or no? For sure not. Like Yom Kippur. Right? You'll not be allowed?
I thought we'd only be keeping 1 day.
No, if you'll be now and two, and you would not know. Minhag is saying, Ki'ilu, you 2,000 years ago and you don't know. Why you know today? Because it's calendars, because it's computers, it's iPhones. This is the reason you know. Yeah? But if you would not have all of these things, you would not know. So you go back 2,000, Ki'ilu, you don't know. What? I'm saying, you would not know. 2,000 years ago, you would not know when the Mashluchim came. If I would drop you now 2,000 years ago in America, you would not know when the Mashluchim were Mekane Shel Levana. Today you know, because there's a phone, and there's Rabbi Gamliel told you. But 2,000 years ago, you didn't know. This is one side. So you hold in 2,000 years ago that I also don't know. So then you'll not be allowed to talk to do a melacha. Mashenken, if the gather of minhag aviseinu beyodeinu is, we know. Chazal tell us, do it. Shemo yachzor davo lekirkulei. Here Rosh Hashanah says a klish. But you have to do it and I don't have to. Right? Because you're in America. Maybe in America one day they will not know. When Mashiach will come, they will not know. No, maybe everything will stop. No one knows what will happen, yeah? I'm sure they would answer the phone. That's no shame, yeah? So, maybe they will not know. But I will live in Eretz Yisrael, I will know. So, the meaning of a Seinus, if it says you have to pretend that you don't know, live here ki'ilu you don't know, so b'meile, then for sure you're not allowed to tell me to do. But if the gather is, you know, I'm going to do it that you will remember that it's such a zach. Now, for me, they told me I don't have to be worried, right? So I for sure don't have to keep. So even you know that I don't have to keep. Klo enough, klo. The first side, if you both side, you know today. You feel ki'ilu you don't know. You live in a world ki'ilu you don't know. In that world, you for sure can do amir. The second side is you don't live in that world. They said, you pretend Yontif. Not because maybe when you... Because will come days that people will not know, and they have to remember that when you don't know, you keep 2 days. Oh, but now you're keeping stam. Moshe, the second tzad, both tzadim, it's a takona de rabono, because today you really know. The first tzad, but is telling you that you're pretending that you don't know. And you're living in that bubble. The second side says, I'm not living in a bubble that I don't know. I know. I'm start doing something that will one day the Mashiach will come, people will remember us. The marshal is a rash, but if it's no esrog, they take an esrog ayolish. Not that they have a tzad that it's good, but they don't want that esrog will be nishtakach from klal Yisrael. It's like, We'll see later. Like, you know, some Americans don't know you're not allowed to eat fleishik 6 hours after eating yellow cheese. Yeah? Some Amaratim that don't know that aloha. Yeah? But that aloha is aloha and shechonoch. Shaila is it, the yellow cheese today is the same or not? Yeah? Some want to be maker, but maybe it's different. Yeah? But why? Because so much people will make it in America. I picked the Israel. It's boys that grew up that the Bichlav don't know that it's even Shulchan Aruch, that is the same Aloch of Nuchik Zatav Leishik, it's the same Aloch. But what? They forgot about it. With the years, they forgot about it. I every time, even though I don't know if I have time to speak about it, I put it in the sign. These people will know Asidu Azatzat. Why I'm saying that? So that is the second sign of the meaning of a Seinu B'Yodeinu. Not Ki'ilu it's a suffering. You stam firtzach hayomtev. You understand what I'm saying? You're not playing suffering. You're just doing it. There'll be a memory. Masham b'par b'sfa Seinu. We say Seinu ha'avoyd en yom ha'kipur. That we will know that such a thing exists. A melee, but you know that I don't have to. So by me it's Motzei Shabbos. By me it's... The melee you could tell me to do the melacha. That is the way Rav Shlomo Zalman wanted to be miming the two tzedakim. If it's a suffix, so in your besmedosh you can't tell me. Because it's like the Yom Kippur story. But if it's not a suffix, the melee you could tell me. The shaila is, but we saw that the Rishonim asked the kasha, the Ran said, Efshar beburgonim, that the Erev Shabbos was not Matir Hazeh. And we said the reason it's Mutar in Erev Shabbos because I could have not been Mekabel, I could make a Toras Nedorim, so the Chul here it's not Shaykh. So Rav Shlomo Zalman, why it's not Shaykh? You could decide this minute, you're staying in Eretz Yisrael for good. It's up to you. Hazeh, you could make a Toras Nedorim on Shabbos, again. If it's the suffix, Zok Rav Shlomo Zalman L'chur is no heter. Because it's like Yom Kippur that the Shulchan Aruch says that in your welt you can't do Amir. But if it's the other side, you're allowed. It's like Erev Shabbos, it's like Motzei Shabbos, it's no problem. If we'll say, dear, that we have to come to the answer of the Ran, Efshar beburgonim, and the Levush and the Mesiyah Yosef say here, Efshar shalei kibel Shabbos, Efshar shalei yasa toras nedorim, so Frank the Baruch Eliashi, what is the heter here? Could stay in Eretz Yisrael. Could decide this moment to stay in Eretz Yisrael. So it's beyond you. What the Ran said? That even l'maisi you can, there's no Yisur Amir, but it's beyond you. So we have to come to that Tziru for Erev Shabbos. Here's also Efshar beyond you. Moshe Feinstein has a lot of tshuvas about it. In the earlier tshuvas, Chelek Gimel, he was noita le'eser. Not with the longness. So, the meaning of Yontav Sheni was with all of the halachas of Yontav. And Chelek Dalel, he says, he's noita mur, that the Bechla is not shaykh, amir here. And Goy is also because he's doing it even though it's Yom Tov. Here the other person is doing it because he's allowed to. And on that Chazal did not make a gzeira. Yeah, you have to know. It's like Erev Shabbos, it's like Motzei Shabbos. Yeah. We don't see that this is exactly the answer. Rav Moshe says, Sheroi lehachmir b'shas atcha ki yesh lahokim. I guess Rav Moshe finishes. Rabbi Eliashiv, Moshe, the Be'er Moshe Bichlar wants to say that there were never geyser on this kind of Amir. There were geyser on Amir from Akum. On Amir from Yisrael, there were not geyser. Again, we have to know, we see that the Rashbo and the Rav Shabbos had to come to reasons. Saying it's easy to say the Chilek that is not Shaykh or Gzeire, because he's not doing it and Shabbos, he's doing it because it's not Shabbos, but all the question is, My Shnor from the Rashba. Rabbi Eliashiv in the Tshuva says, he bichlal doesn't hold that as a Isur Gzeire Amira B'Yisrael. Chazal never asked him. Well, this is what the Rashba was mechir, that Chazal never asked him. Amira B'Yisrael. Yeah, we have to know what the answer in Yom Kippurim. I'm not going now to answer the whole Arichas. So what the Rashba discussed. The Rashba was discussing a different child. Midaber Dovo. And the answer that you're allowed to, because it's the Dvar Mitzvah. Mele, he says, if you need the Dvar Mitzvah, you're allowed to tell someone to do, Ben Chutzal is allowed to tell a Ben Tzisrael to do for you a Melacha. Or if you tell him before. If you tell him before, you're allowed. Rav Shmuel Zalman Auerbach says, there's another heter. There's a halacha in Hilchos Shabbos, habiro le'akum mezos. What are you allowed to? You're allowed to tell the guy, I can't see, and he understands to put on the light. Right? Now, in America, everyone is saying, we know you're not allowed to be saying, because even that the guy is putting on the light on his own, there's an issue to be named from a maisa that a guy does for you. The whole letter of Amire Beremes Shaloi Bederech Tzivui is Melech Siluk. We spoke about it once. I can't sleep because it's light, so he shuts the light. So you're not named from his meloche. It's a header. But you can't tell him, it's dark, I can't see. So now it's Yisrael, Apir, B'li Yashem, Shem Zav, Mekol, Gdeli Yisrael. Everyone knows we don't do Amire for positive, only for negative. Again, even Remez, Shaloi B'derech Tzivui. Remez B'derech Tzivui, you're not allowed to tell him even to close the light. The light is bothering me. You could make sure that I will not have the light. So even if you didn't tell him shut the light, you could make have a disturb. You can make it not to disturb me. Also not allowed. But Remez Shaloi B'derech Tzivui, you're allowed. Maybe the Yom Tov Sheni Ki Yichoso brings down from Shmuel Zalman Auerbach. Yichiru Apoizim Shebin Chutzlot Zanimtzo Beretz Yisrael Osu Lo Yloimar Leben Eretz Yisrael Shiyasu Ab Melocha B'Yom Tov Sheni. Ve'af lifne yontef, ve'af beremize osu. Shomati me'agrasha azazat, sheberemesh u derech tzivu yosu. Ha'beremesh she'ene derech tzivu imuto. Dekeimon shelo yitzivor lo ya bekishluch. Ve'chen rasha ya'ben eretz Yisroel li shelo ben chutz la'ot, you need something? And he says, yes, and you do it. Omnom im osa melochem muto lehenes. Mashasadcha kish matirim lemechutz la'aretz leimar leben eretz Yisrael. Isur ze shel amir v'Yisrael hu rak shemelochem eino zorech l'nefesh. יש מי שסובר שרש"י מחוץ לארץ למר ביהודה ושמעון בארץ ישראל שיעשה עבור מלאכה של צורך מצווה בלבד שלא יהיה באמירות משום דיבור חול לאוסו ביונתף יהוד כן כוסר רב אלישיב ולדעס רב הפויסקים אין לך לפקח. How much of Rabbi Yashiv is a maker? Rabbi Yashiv also has a chumra here. I don't want to say over his chumra. He has a chumra. He holds that it's only also if it's not the Dvar Mitzvah. Dvar Mitzvah is muta. But he says, fakert. The matirim ve'bu matir will only matir the Dvar Mitzvah. But if it's not the Dvar Mitzvah, the Moshul, it's also. Even if he didn't marry cash. Comes out the Maisa like this. If you have a roommate, a Ben Eretz Yisrael, and he's smart, Muzamah said he's allowed to ask you, you need this, and you're allowed to say yes, and he doesn't. If you see that he's a shtickle good bacher, you could even tell him, say me foolish, you're not doing it b'shlichus. Muzamah holds that remez, sheloi bederech tzivu, you're allowed to. So if it's a remez shelo b'derech tzivu ledvar mitzvah, you're allowed. Again, when Moshe, you tell the guy, I can't fall asleep, he goes to shut the light, you're allowed to. If you're from that, make a favor. You see, but before you say, just say you're not doing it b'shlichus. So he says, I'm not doing it b'shlichus, then your mamash good. Now, on who you say mech? You say mech on the Marikash that be'etzem is no Yisur Bichlal. There's no Yisur Bichlal. Even though Yisri, they hold, like Moshe Mazam and Oyerbach, that the Rebbe Shalei B'derech Tzivui is no Midab Adovo, for Rebbe Yashiv, the whole Yisur is Midab Adovo. As Evi Amir El'akum, you're allowed to. So the only Yisur is, b'melechot, that is a melechot sanoe, you mechuyv to moineh the akum to do it for you. But here, v'al is the halacha that Ramo says that even if it's an isur, it's only an isur amire, but if he does it for you, you're allowed to. The male is not a problem.
It's not a dvar mitzvah.
I don't know. I get it. But Yashiv was a dvar mitzvah, you're not to tell him, I can't learn, open the light. Open the light. The Moshe. At some point, it's going to be Chlal, Moshe. Rabbi Yoyim, you're allowed to be same as the Marikash. We don't pass him with that. He holds you allowed to. He never holds you allowed to. Chlal. But I'm saying again, so do not stop to tell a Yid to do a Melocha for you, you're not allowed. This is the Achmas of Poiski. The Dvar Mitzvah Rebbe Yashiv is Matir, the Mais everyone else asks it. And to tell him before Yom Tov is also awesome. But, if you tell him Beremes Shaloi Bederech Tzivui, you have Rav Shemazam and Oyerbach to be Semecha. So to hint, and again, Abba Nai Bederech Tzivui, do it. I can't, like, it's dark. Again, if you pull it, it's dark. Yeah, this is called tzivur. Shazam says Almon, bring a guy. It's dark. Yeah, this is called tzivur. Let me show you. And again, if you have an Israeli roommate, so if you're smart, so Almon, you come to the room. You say, I heard a shir tonight. And I heard it was an Israeli roommate, the marshal. If he asks, it's not a problem. You tell him the halach. Not the derech tzivui, yeah. But then tak is that. Again, this is one halacha. We go to the next halacha. This year we do avdole. We have Yom Tov, Shabbos, and Yom Tov. Shabbos is more chomer for Yom Tov. So we have to do Avdole. It's called Yaknaz. We do Yayin Kiddush, Ner Avdole Vizman. And the Avdole we say, Amavdil ben Koidesh le Koidesh. If you say Amavdil ben Koidesh le Chol, you're not Yoitze. You have to say Avdole again. They have both poison. Now you have to know this Mavdil ben Koidesh le Koidesh is not only Megia to the one that does Kiddush. If for different reasons you want to do a melacha, want to cook, you're the wife, not the husband. You want to cook before your husband comes back from shul. You're not allowed to cook before you do avdala. You have to say Baruch Hamavdil ben Kodesh leKodesh. They say ben Kodesh leChol. I'm like, the last 3 days I'm going out of my mind, because 3 days ago I was in a taxi and the guy asked me what his wife, a fry guy, he asked me what his wife has to do before he does Kiddush, and I said the same Baruch Hamayim V'Kiddush L'Choy. I'm trying not to find, I'm just going taxis the whole time, trying to find the taxi driver. I don't know if it's his wife. And she would say Ma'am V'Kiddush L'Choy, she would not say Ma'am V'Kiddush L'Choy. So if you go in taxis, just everyone tell me. Just if you're the one that said, just tell him. Trying to spin it around, maybe I'll get to the right taxi driver. Only if he's a yid, for sure, yeah.
Is it Tula Sabana? The wife of the prayer?
Let him pass. That Pashto's not. Now, as a big tumult, I don't know why this year it's unavailable. A lot of years it's available. Maybe tomorrow they will sell it outside Yeshiva, because most things they sell around here. How you do Avdolah? You know, on a regular week, we do Avdolah with two fires, we put them near each other. It's called the Avuka. Mogen Avraham says the fires need to touch. Vegas says they don't have to touch, they could be near each other. It's also Avuka. Now, there's a couple of protim in this halacha. The problem is, if we light the Avdolah candle, we can't blow it out. So what do we do? So years ago they made like small little mini Avdolah candles that light for 5 minutes. They sold them around the Shiva here. Mini Avdolah candles. Kind of like with a tea light with a little mini Avdolah candle sticking out. Then I don't know if you saw it. I didn't see this year. The last time I had it. So what do you do? So some people, they take two candles and they put them near each other. Came from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and the Steibler with two different problems. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was scared when you put them together, chashash kibui. Why? When you put it near each other, a part of the wax drips out. When a candle stands and it has the wax inside, it lights longer. When you pour it out, you're causing it. It's mistapik shemen min aner chayim mishum mechabe. So zechshash kibui. A lot of poskim said, and the ikar minig of klal yisrael, that it's not a problem. It's not a problem. But to get out of that problem, Shem Zama said, put them near each other, but not touching. Then as a halacha, hanoitel eitzim min hameduro chayim mishum mechabe. It's a huge like boy in a fire, and you know how to blow it out, but everyone pulls out one wood. It's called mechabe also. So if the two fires are together and you're separating them, chayim mishum mechabe. So Moshe Rav Chaim can have skill, you don't have to be choishish to put together, but you're not allowed to separate, you have to leave them together. Shlomo Zalman says this is not called Eidoita Leitzim in Amenoyo. Every time when you light a candle, you can have a problem. Yeah. Roiva Tzibur Lemaisa, the Iker Aminig of Roiva Tzibur, they put them near each other and they're not scared and they separate them. And this is the Roiva Tzibur, what they do.
Is the
Lex
Balanso?
What? This is the detail. Now, one of the aces would be you take matches. Matches don't have a problem. The problem with matches is maybe you're not allowed to light matches yet. Because Be'etzem is a big shayla. If you're allowed to light a candle, then you're out. If you stop to light a candle, shaloi letzorech, has no heter. Stop to light shaloi letzorech, has no heter. It has to be that you could use it. So some poskim hold, tzorech mitzvah is called a tzorech. Shlomo Zalman said, a b'tziruf, that it adds light. even though it's only for 5 minutes, but it lights, it adds light. Any time that the match is not lighting. A little candle, you could say it's long candles, short candles, big candles, small candles. And matches, some wanted to say, you're not allowed to. Aloch lemais. The Iker meaning in Klal Yisrael is that you do both and you're not choshesh. And a lot of Gdeli Yisrael did both. They took two candles and they put them near each other and then they separated. If you're a machmir and you're not so sure what is the meaning in your house, you take the two candles, you put them very close to each other, but they don't have to mamish touch each other. If you can get a hold of that candle, for chavad akut. If you can get all these things, you're allowed to me'ikar adin to make boira me'ori ro'esh on a regular Shabbos candle that is on the table, even if it's one. It's not me'akev the din of ukur. It's not me'akev, it's only adin l'katkhila. This is mishtabur. As a machleik is if the candle is allowed to be inside a glass or not. So, our generation became a problem. A lot of the places you have the glass, they put a candle inside, the fire is inside the glass. Some say that our glass is mamash. It's not called ba'ashoshis. But the best thing is we make avdolah to try to take it down and you could look at the fire from on top, not from the side. So the community, they leave it up on the shelf there, you do like this, that is not good. Now, there's another halacha in Shavuos. The Shavuos brings down Sefer Chassidim. Sefer Chassidim says Shabbos layoyim arodom nishan kedei shenase melachteinu b'motzi Shabbos. Shosu leymar lemocho resen. Ve'afilu chofetz lichtov toiru mpni shemare mashiyoshen v'noach b'Shabbos shoyze b'shvil achoy. Ela yoyim ar nanuach ki Shabbos ayoyim. Mishnah Berurah in Reish Tzadik brings it down. אבל היום אני אלך בנישה כדי שנוכל לעצמו נחתינו במוצי שבס שמר בזה שינה שנח ביושב בשביל ימו יסחוי. So the poets can say, Shmir Shabbos means now not to say I'm going to sleep and I will have koyach to be awake Shavuos night. But most poskim hold, but you're allowed to go to sleep to have koyach. You're not allowed to say. Why? Why are you allowed? Tells us, Sheinu b'Shabbos is time. The Amira is a zirzu. So the yeshiva she'olim have a lot of chikiras. If someone said it, he's allowed to go to sleep now. The Amir was also, but the Sheine is Mutter. But the Zizul is the Amir, or the Amir makes the Sheine. The Moshe is a big, big argument. You're allowed to tell, again, I told a taxi driver that he's not allowed to, a different taxi driver. And today I saw that some person muttered it. You're allowed to tell the kids, go to sleep that you'll have to be awake tomorrow, tonight or not. Some want to say, you're telling him, what is the problem? When a guy says, I'm going to sleep, Amir mit dem Meise macht de Isu. Aber meine Amir mit jenem Meise? Who said that it adds together? No, Chashabes one, but it's not written down, but Baal Pei wants to say that it's Mutter. Nidhi Gavriel says that it's also. He told you, there's a lot of time, Mr. Hashem will have kids. You don't want to go to sleep. You have to go to sleep. You have to be awake tonight. Man. It's not. Your amira is gomish. It's only amira with the dibur tzaman. Your amira and his meiser. So. Now, b'ktzoro. There's a meaning of klal Yisrael to eat milchiks and shvuos. The lashon ha'amon noyagim bekama mekom is lechol ma'achol ichal cholov v'yom rishin shel shvuos. Why? So the Ramo says the reason was because if you have milchiks and that day no one skipped us to the Shabbos fleishiks. So they ate milchiks in the meal, so they had to have two breads, one for the cheese and one for the fleishik. Because the halacha, you're not allowed to use the same bread for fleishik and milchiks. And like this, you have to have two breads, oh, zecher l'shnei alechem. Another reason, the teir was nimshel to milk. Today I was in a taxi, I heard a pshat, I don't know if I'm Buddhist. I was listening to someone else saying, I don't know. That it says in Chazal, it's an Israeli pshat. It says in Chazal that the Arsina is called Har Gavnuni. So Gvina reminds Har Gavnuni. Said that this was the Mokka. It was a robot. I don't know exactly, I couldn't, I don't know from where. So I don't know what is the Mokka. Mishnah Berurah brings down another very shvera reason that when Moshe Rabbeinu went down from Har Sinai, they didn't have what to eat because the kelim, the shchita, the niko, so they ate milchiks. They couldn't cook. So the shayla bichlal, not only because they couldn't cook and because they couldn't shech, lemai ze ta'akul moinim shebishavas tind na teiro. They couldn't mishech anyways. But like we said, the original minig was that they did it in the same suit. And that the aloch is, you have to clean him out, and wash it in between fleshiks and milchiks. And that the primogodim brings down, davko shelo yochal gvino kosho. Aval im ochal gvino kosho, chofetz chayim. Tzorich lehafsik bebirkas hamozoin v'shei shos. If you ate hard cheese, yellow cheese, you have to be makpid 6 hours in between the cheese and the basil. The ma'aseh today, most people don't eat in the same meal. But I want to go back to this halacha. There's a halacha midrash, you're not allowed to eat basar b'cholov if they cook together. With the rabbanon, even if they mix together. Then there's another halacha, after fleishiks, you're not allowed to eat milchiks. Le'yoichal achar she'ochal basar b'ein mercha yo'oiv gvino ad she'yish eshei shos. Why? Two reasons. One reason, the meat stays in the teeth. Ha'basar ben shineim. What happens after 6 hours? Or it already leaves the teeth. Or it already loses the shame bustle. Second reason is, when you eat meat, it goes inside, and then the acid comes up. And you eat milchiks, and the acid from the meat comes up, it's like bustle b'cholov, like when you burp. Even without burping, like sometimes that food, meat is heavy. What does nafkin mean in the mashal? What would be if you chew and then you give your kid? So if you're the reason basar ben shineim, even if you didn't swallow. Okay, what would be if you swallow and you don't chew? The mechaba says 6 hours, and the ramo brings down yesh noyagim shorachas. The Taz says, "Roi lehachmir lekol mishi yesh bo reyach teir." If you have Reach Teire, you might be there 6 hours. In Germany, Al Pi Rabbi Ruchem, the minig was 3 hours. Shmuzama was the hour mode, Ben Teire has to do 6 hours. Now, what is 6 hours? It's 3 shittas. Some do full 6 hours, some so. Most of the 6 hours, Lashon HaMeiri, Korav L'Sheshores, some do 5 and a half and a bit. The same with the Rambam, Shmuzama was the hour mode. Some that doesn't have a mocker, that they do 5 in a minute, so there's no mocker. Now, when someone is sick, the halacha is that he could keep, he doesn't have to keep, but I don't want to go now, what does it mean someone is sick? Now, as Alam al Shah of Bokhar has some piece of meat in his mouth, and like, for 4 hours he's trying to get rid of it like, with his tongue, and 4.5 milliseconds later, he managed. Now, what happened? He's a Bekobedi Kabokhar. He doesn't spit it out in front of his friends. What he does with it? Swallows it. He needs now another 6 hours. We said after 6 hours, the meat in the teeth loses the same meat. But this meat, he's already working it for 3.5 hours. The whole time. Ari Chazal says this. You know, the tongue, you try, and then you go down. But then they serve you milchik and yeshiva. As the Sefer Zel Zov says, you don't have to. The Bade Ashulchan is machmer afilu b'chaticho k'tano me'oid. Shasat chagev shol lehok. Now, you count the 6 hours from the time that you finish to eat the meat, not from the end of the meal. The Aruch HaShulchan says, from the end of the Suda. It's a chum of the Aruch HaShulchan. But in Kula Alme, the Moshele Rebbe Shechasana, and you don't bench, and in 6 hours, you're not allowed to eat milchik in the same Suda. Happens a lot of times. In the morning, you want to drink coffee, yeah? It starts. Rebbe Shechasana could start at 8 o'clock in the evening. Flesh could be 10 o'clock. And the Oilu there is 6 o'clock in the morning. No? Now they want to serve coffee, but you didn't bench. You're not allowed. It's Ba'oisri Seuda. Mishbu says, even for Milchik to Fleishik, we are Machmir Api Dezer Ba'oisri Seuda, really. In Shvuas, we are Mekil, Mishbu says. But from Fleishik to Milchik, we are Machmir. What if you're Mesupik? This halacha I don't like to say over, but we're saying B'Ktzor. If you're mesupik, if it's 6 hours or not. The Darki Tshuva and Ma'adonai HaShulchan, they make him. The Yad Yehuda is Machmir, but the Shulchan says, if you can't be Mevayel, you're allowed to be Mekel. Especially if you ate chicken. It's a lot of times, you know, comes on the Shulchan, you're not sure when you finish to eat. They serve chicken in yeshiva, don't serve meat in yeshiva. You're allowed to. Again, I don't want that miyad to be made, yeah. Our shit is to be machmir, yeah? But I'm saying, but to know the halacha, a lot of times I should be married, because Abba, I'm not sure when I finish to eat. So, sometimes you're not sure, but either way it's less than 6, yeah? But a lot of times, it happens all the time, I'm not sure, you know, the guests came, I'm not sure, maybe I picked something from the table, I'm not sure. It was only chicken, the maizel pillow. You don't have to wait. Chazanish, what Alam will say, people will say, no, but the rice is only meat with milk cooked. Chicken is the rabbonim, not cooked is the rabbonim, ours is the rabbonim, yeah? He said, all these people that make tzirufim, yeah? I'll tell you, you can take a shower, you could, you know, scratch your head with soap, you could get all different coolers, they could tell you, yeah? And could be they're right. I don't mean against no one, yeah? But could be they're right. Chazanish said, with this Atayim, you could eat after chicken. What say? The Raisa, it's only meat, milk cooked. The Rabbona, even chicken. Trei the Rabbona, not even cooked, mixed. Trei the Rabbona, one after each other. Chumra, 3 hours. Some should just hold 1 hour. But the Atayim, say no. Shazat Chak. But he says if someone doesn't keep chicken and milk, Lashayit. Klal Yisrael took it out, stays out. Not Alamol, we could be Mitzarif, Kulis, and make a Cheshbon, Lefim, the mat, as Mutar. To make it clear, food that was cooked in a fleshy kapat, para food that was cooked less than 24 hours was cooked before fleshiks. That the Ashkenaz, we don't eat it with milchiks together, but you did not become fleshiks from that.
Benyom or not
Benyom?
What?
Benyom
or not
Benyom? Even
Benyom.
Sfarim
Benyom?
I didn't say
Ashkenazim
don't. So Sfarim don't. I didn't say Sfarim, yes, you realize. I said Ashkenazim don't. After milk, Me'ikar Adin, you're allowed to eat fish. Zog de Ramo. Ve'yesh machmirim afilu bebosor achar gvino. וכן נויגים שהגבינו הקושן אויך ממחרר אפילו בוסור אויף כגבינה אחרי בוסור ויש מקילים וטויב לאח but if you got after pizza you have to wait 6 hours. You might ask me the way here, you might have engagement of someone to go, and he asked me, it was in Gaman in Yeshiva, his wife doesn't know how to cook. She made up his food in the house for lunch. I'll tell you how he said it. He was Amoritz, this in Gaman. He told me a couple nights. He's not here, so I could call him Amoritz. But he said his wife made a lasagna. It was terrible. For lunch, he came to Yeshiva and bought himself a steak. He said something else, a burger, something. Burger, maybe. Yes, I'm saying that Ingemar doesn't know to keep 6 hours from pizza, but I'm not going into that part. He ate the burger, he was starving, yeah. He does the amud, he couldn't. He finished the amud. So at 4 o'clock, he bought himself a steak. He comes home, a milchik is up. He said, what to tell his wife? This was the last shayla I was asked today before I walked in. Shasadchak, you're allowed to, you're not allowed to. Shalom Bais says he has a second to answer the Ingemar. It happened to me the same story once, but a bit different. When I was going out, I was in England. I was in a place. My friends, it was the Gulf War, first time Saddam Hussein. So a lot of Bachim from Polish, a lot of people ran away home. So I was there for Shidduch, and a lot of Bachim were there anyways. So the Oilam made me a party. It was a big meal somewhere with one of the parents. They made a big suda, lunchtime. The host that I was staying also prepared for me lunch. I said, I will eat here, and then I'll eat there. Not to insult people. So I ate the whole flesh and came here. I come in, everything is milchiks. What do you do? Well, I'll tell them, I just ate lunch. It's 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, made me a suda. Well, I'll say, I ate flesh before I came here. 20 people, parents, mama should prepare the gatsazach. So what do you say? Okay, so don't eat the milchik izach, you know, eat the pulgim. But you don't know what was with milchiks. So I said that I have an allergic to milk. And when I eat milk, I get very big pimples. And I'm dating. So even if it's a zach, even with Yegoy, I want to be back. So like this, they, you know, they fall to me. Oh, but this young man can't say it to his wife. This young man, Shaila is what to do with us. I don't know. I have machshavas, but I don't want to be recorded clearly with a psalm. The challenge you could be saying Mechon HaTorah's Nadorim and the sheet is that somebody ever you don't have to keep 3 hours. So the shaila is if Taka you have to keep after cheese today 6 hours or not. What is the shaila? I want to explain. The Taz says it's only the real cheeses. And they will do it with bugs. And it will sit. And that had like a time of a bustle. He says like this, אבל אם שיבזבוב חודשים שטעם של בוסל נמשוך שהשום הנועלה ולאחנו בלוי זקים מי שנועג פרישס בזהירוס. The Rambam says, we're speaking about like, you know, these all the big French hard cheeses that you have to have like real knives to cut them. They get stuck in between the teeth exactly like meat. Hard cheeses, 101 blocks. Yeah, these cheeses. Very soft. And Balyashiv holds you have to be machmir. Someone came to Balyashiv, he ate a pizza. Pizza has melted. It doesn't even get stuck inside. He said, but the taste goes up. And it's bodo gumenusa, yeah? You eat a pizza, could, for 2 weeks it could come up. No, the Mitzvah says it comes up. Shemazamun Erbach said you have it. And Shemazamun told him it doesn't make a difference what yellow cheese. And he said that once was an Erev Shabbos, the Bochim in Yeshiva ate pizza. Because they came to ask him Shemazamun, they didn't know. Yeshiva was serving fleishiks by night. And he says, but the Eved, you could be maker. They say Reb Aaron Kotler and Reb Moshe said you don't have to. This is the reason in America a lot of people don't. Now, some of the machmirim claim that why you have to, because you write that today it's not, doesn't take 6 months like the Taz spoke about, but the chemicals get that process very quick. Now you have to know the Metzius. I didn't bring all the lists. I have lists, but they change from year to year. A lot of the cheeses, especially the fancy ones, some of them are mamish from 6 months. Sometimes they're mamish from 6 months, and some of them have parts of 6 months. They take like pieces, and in the process that they do them, they age it. That it gets the taste, and that causes the whole thing. And in that place is avada, you have to be machmir. So again, if someone comes from a house that has a mesoiro and they don't have a minik, it could be maker. But if he doesn't have a mesoiro, you have to know Shul Zamo, Rebbe Eliashib, are very much machmir. So I would say like this. Some people I know, the 101, they're maker. You know these big things in America? It's mamish. What?
It's not cheese. It's imitation cheese.
What is imitation? What? Fake. It's cheese ice. I have it in my house. I don't know what it is. I don't need it for that. I bought it to Rav Neivel and he said, Adriashi said, you have to. Some people say that cheese is Gaulish. But the most of the Israeli yellow cheese already, it is cheese. That is much more. And the ones that come from Switzerland, that's much more. So you have to know the Gdorim Taka. And the American cheese, a lot of people on that one is called 101, Lomeno, all different kind of these, I don't remember the names exactly. But these kind of cheeses, you couldn't make. But the other cheeses is roy for sure to be mad. But again, the people that are knowing that in Shemazam or Yashiv and every yellow cheese, they're mad. And these cheese, yes, it's at least mech, but in the pizza and these places, the mice that they do it from real cheese. that the mice of the Fibre Shazam of Yashim is a mocker to be Mahmir. People that are maker are maker. But you have to know, a lot of times it's real kind of yellow cheese that then the Kula Alma you have to be Makbit. Kula Alma you have to be Makbit. We'll stop here.
Such a concept. Really, restaurants, they make sudas for the Yom Sheni in America. You know, people, they go to such places.
How is it?
What's going on? I even heard that maybe some Bachum created like a matzah. But again, they call the restaurant before Yom Tif and they go and they sit down and they order food and come from America and you're from Israel. Such a thing.
I spoke about the Vashtab. Moshav Shazam Neubach said that even if you're allowed to, you're not allowed to go on a car. Now you have to know, that's if you stay in a hotel, how do you go down to the dining room? That's what the serving food. How you have cages. So it could be, if it's a famous matzah that it's like that, so it's much easier. If they do the Mekkah before, they pay before Shabbat, they don't have. So they bought it already. Now he's only serving it to them.
And all the cooking and whatnot.
Without the cook. So Moshe Zalman says that Moshe, what would be if you